Good evening to everybody. Of course, Parshas Tetzaveh discusses in great detail the Big Day Kuna, the clothing of the Kohen. Kohen Gadol, of course, were 8 special clothing, while the Kohen Hedger were 4 special pieces of clothing. The Sefer Chinuch HaMitzvot Tzadik Tes explains that not only was this a nice thing or something that would be beneficial for the Kohen, but rather, Nitztaveinu HaKohanim Lilbosh Begadim Yuchadim. The Kohen was commanded to wear specific clothing, L'gdula v'chavod, to honor, and for the sake of honor, for the sake of grandeur and greatness, and then worship will be permitted by the Kohen, as the Pasuk says, Vasu bigdei kodesh l'aron achich levanav, that special clothing had to be made for Aaron, his brothers, and his entire family. What is interesting to note about the bigdei kuna, what we would like to understand this evening, is we have never really found the Torah emphasizing the importance of clothing, the beauty of clothing, the special nature of clothing. We don't know what the avos were. We don't know how Moshe, how Aaron dressed. We are not, and we do not have a description of the way the shoftim or even the malachim, the kings, dressed. Why is it dafka the Kohen, and specifically the Kohen, that the Torah goes to great length to describe in detail the clothing that he wore? Furthermore, the pasuk says clearly that the clothing should be lechavod ulesicharos, should be for honor and for glory. The Torah wants that the clothing should be beautiful. The Torah wants that the clothing should be gorgeous, nice, fantastic, should be eye-catching. Where does this come from, and why does the Torah go to such a great length to describe this in detail? Furthermore, of course, we're all familiar. The Jew is never taught to be ostentatious. We're not taught and we're not charged to be showy. And if anything, it's just the opposite. So why here specifically are the begadim, the clothing of the Kohen, flaunting beauty, are they flaunting honor, they're flaunting the kavod, and they're flaunting tiferes? So we find essentially 2 approaches in the Rishonim to this question to try to understand what it is about the Big Day Kuna specifically. The Rambam, in his Morim Ruchim, in Chelek Gemel, Perek Memhei, as well as the Rambam's son, the Bavram ben Rambam, in his Sefer Mastik L'Ozei Hashem, in Perek Prishus, and also in his commentary, his parish on the Torah, and the Pasuk, L'chavod L'Stifaris, explains that the clothing of the Kohen really represented the serious nature of the work that the Kohen was involved with. It showed the importance of the Kohen's job, and it showed the people who would surround the Kohen and be in the presence of the Kohen, and it would allow them to recognize the importance of the job. Essentially, it was an extension of Mor Mikdash, that there should be fear for the work and the worship of the Mikdash, and the clothing themselves was able to inspire the community, inspire the people. It would create the sense of grandeur to the position of the leadership of the Kohen and the spiritual nature of the Kohen's job. So the Big Day Kuna had nothing to do per se with the Kohen, but it had only what to do with the people. The purpose of the clothing of the Kohen was to inspire the people. It was to be an external show to allow the community, to allow Klal Yisrael, to allow the Kohanim, to allow really the Levim and the Yisraelim to appreciate the work that the Kohen was doing. Like wearing a uniform, an army uniform or any type of uniform, police uniform, it creates a certain sense of awe and it creates a certain sense of grandeur and importance of the particular position itself. That's the approach of the Rambam. Sefer Chinuch in Mitzvot Tzadik Tes, as well as the Malbim and the Pasuk L'chavod Tiferes, is a totally different approach. And the Chinuch famously comments, as he does in many mitzvot, that chitzonius is ma'orer the pnimius, that a person's external action creates and hones in and allows the individual to focus on his position. And here in this particular circumstance, the focus of the clothing was not to inspire the people, but was rather to inspire and create an internal inspiration for the Kohen himself. That's what the Chinuch means when he says, Chitzonius is ma'orer the pnimius, that the clothing that the Kohen wore would inspire and would develop and would concretize internally the importance of the Kohen of his own work. It would recognize and help him recognize what he was doing. It would allow him to realize that he was a shliach, a proxy of the people, and that's essentially the approach of Rav Shimshon for Hirsch as well on these psukim. So you see 2 totally different approaches in the Rishonim. The approach of the Rambam is that the clothing would inspire externally, would inspire the people, would allow the people to recognize who they had in their midst, as opposed to the Chinuch, who essentially focuses on the fact that the Big Day Kuna were there to not inspire externally, not inspire the people, but rather were there to inspire the Kohen himself. not only do we find the Bigdei Kahuna in clothing of the Kohen being a focus of the Kohen specifically, but there's another group of people that the Torah commands to look a particular way. And this, the Rambam passes in Hilchos Deos, Perek Hei, Halacha Tes, based upon the Gemara and Shabbos, that a Malbush Talmud Chacham Malbush Naki. The clothing of a scholar, a Talmud scholar, a Talmud Chacham, should be clean and neat. And it's prohibitive for a Talmud Chacham to walk in the street and if there should be stains or any type of dirt on one's clothing. The Talmud Chacham should not wear clothing a fit for a king and not fit for a Kohen, of course. The argument shall call misnakum and shouldn't wear ostentatious clothing whereby everybody's going to look at him. But also lo malbush aniyim should revise his love shav. He shouldn't wear poor people's clothing, that it should be an embarrassment. Ela begadim beinonim noim. Talmud Chacham should look decent. The Talmud Chacham should be clean. He should look appropriate, not too ostentatious like a wealthy person, and not too poor like a poor individual, but somewhere in the middle. Of course, great Talmud Chachamim were as cautious and careful to dress properly and nice, to dress clean, and to dress mechubah. However, even though maybe we're not Kohanim, and maybe we are not Talmud Chachamim, but certainly as Klal Yisrael, we do find other areas where clothing do play an important role in Halacha. The Sharman Perek Yotes, chapter 19, of Chassidus notes that there are two areas where clothing play a significant role. The first is Bigdei Shabbos, and the second is Bigdei Tefillah. And the Mesilas Yesharim quotes the Gemara. The Gemara says when it came to many of the Amoraim, the Gemara and Shabbos and Daf Kuf Yotes, that they would dress up for Shabbos. So much so that the Gemara says about Rav Anan, Lavish Gunda, which Mesilas Yesharim explains to mean that he would dafka wear black clothing on Erev Shabbos in order that when he would get dressed for Shabbos, it would look awesome. And the difference would be so apparent between Erev Shabbos and Shabbos Kodesh itself. Nimsa says Mesilas Yesharim, Shlo Vad HaHachana L'Shabbos U'Mechal HaKavod, Elafiu HaHeder, not only preparing in a positive fashion, but even the lack of, therefore, wearing clothing that are not necessarily the finest on Erev Shabbos, would allow one to dress properly on Shabbos and to build up a person's Kavod Shabbos. That's in the realm of Shabbos, as Mesilas Yesharim points out. But Mesilas Yesharim also says in the same chapter, Perek Yotes, in a few paragraphs earlier, that the Amoraim as well would dress appropriately for Tefillah, based upon the Pasuk in Amos, Hikon Likras Elohecha Yisrael. A person should prepare to greet God. And the Medrash on that Pasuk says, based upon Esav, who was wearing Bna Hachamudos, he was wearing clothing that were special, that were unique, and Reb Shimon Gamliel and the Rishus Rabba, and that Pasuk says that when he used to serve his father, Kibbut Avim, he wouldn't wear the nicest clothes, rather he'd wear Begadim Meluchlachim, dirty clothing. However, when he would go out to business, and he would go out along his way, he would wear nice, clean clothing. However, Esav, Kishahayim Mishamish, Aviv, Esav, when he would honor his father and serve his father, Lohayim Mishamish, Al Bigdei Malchus, he would only wear the nicest, finest, beautiful clothing. And on that, says Mesilas Yesharim, if that's true, when one would dress appropriately, Esav, to treat and to honor his father, Kal Vachomer, Lamelech, Malchim, Malchim, Kadosh Baruch Hu, certainly, when we're preparing to greet the king of all kings, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Shehomei Lefanav L'Spalel, Rehu Shilbash Bigdei Kavod, V'yeshiv Lefanav, Kmo Shiyoshiv L'Melech Gadol, you dress up and you go to greet the Kadosh Baruch Hu, to greet Hashem in the finest clothing that one has. So this evening we're going to talk a little bit about Bigdei Shabbos and Bigdei Tefillah. And similar to the approach of the Sefer Chinuch and the Rambam who address Bigdei Kahuna, when one wears Shabbos sticker clothing, and when one wears appropriate clothing for tefillah, it also has to work the same way. That's to say that when a person wears appropriate clothing for Shabbos, and when a person dresses appropriately for tefillah, it has an effect on one's tefillah. It has an effect on one's Shabbos. You're dressing, you're a different person. I recognize that I'm doing something important, no different than an important meeting, an important presentation. When you dress for a wedding or you dress for an important occasion, it has an effect on your interactions, on your communication, it has an effect on the entire event. When one goes to greet God, tefillah, Shabbos, two plays and two ways that we have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the deepest way that we are aware, wearing those clothing has an effect on us, and of course, at the same time, has an effect on the people around us. When a community dresses for Kavod Shabbos, when a minyan davens and wears and dresses appropriate clothing for tefillah, it has an effect internally and it has an effect externally. The Gemara in Shabbos and Avkuf Gimel and Bay is based upon the pasuk in Yeshaya, "V'chibadeto me'asos drachecha," that one should honor HaKadosh Baruch Hu when you do and when you pass along your ways. Comments: "Shelo yeh malbushecha shel Shabbos ki malbushecha shel chol." That one's clothing on Shabbos should not be the way one dresses on Shabbos. What does that mean? The Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish Samech Beis in Hilchos Tefillah and the Hilchos of Erev Shabbos paskins this Gemara and says, "Yishtabel shilo begadim noyim l'Shabbos." A person should try to make sure he has different clothing for Shabbos. V'mi'ef shalo, if that's impossible, you don't have the means, the funds, the bail of the tea, to have separate clothing for Shabbos. L'sfachot yishalsho. At least, in the way Rashi understands the word yishalsho, and the Ramah brings it, that you should unroll your cuffs. It seems to be that in ancient times, and times in the Mishnah and the Gemara, people's floors, of course, are very dirty and very dusty. And during the course of the week, the pants would get dirty. So what you should do on Shabbos is roll up the pants, and that would be the kavod Shabbos. That would be an honor to the Shabbos. What seems to be indicative from the Shulchan Aruch, from the Gemara, is that ideally a person should have a separate clothing. Not necessarily that it has to be that much nicer, but adrabah, that it should just be something different, something unique, and something different than the way and what you had on Shabbos specifically. However, in Siv Gimel, in the same siman, the Shulchan Aruch says, not only should it be different, but rather, yilbash begadav hanoit. You should wear your nicest clothing. That's based upon a Gemara in Shabbos, Lefkuf Yotas. Yismach b'vias Shabbos, ki yotze likras hamelech, v'kiyotze likras chasen nekalo. A person should dress on Shabbos as if he's going to meet the king, as if he's going to meet and go to a wedding of a chasen nekalo. And the Gemara say, the Shulchan Aruch quotes Rabbi Chanina, ma'atei v'kod v'panya d'malei shabta, from Rabbi v'netzidik v'shabbos malkasot, that he would get dressed up and he would go outside and he would get himself ready to wear the special clothing of Shabbos. So you see in Shulchan Aruch, it's brought that there should be at least unique clothing, and more than just unique clothing, the clothing themselves should be nicer. More than that, the clothing that one wears, as the Ramah points out, Mishaburah comments, should be worn from Erev Shabbos until Motzei Shabbos Kodesh, fully, throughout the entire Shabbos. It's not enough, and especially sometimes it's difficult on the winter days. You get home from work, and you rush home, and you just get to shul in time. You should change clothing. Wearing the same clothing that you wore on Friday into Shabbos is not the mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos, and it's not the appropriate way to greet the king, not the appropriate way to greet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One shouldn't change dafka on Shabbos morning. Shabbos starts Friday night, and that's the appropriate time. So much so that in the afternoon as well, one should still be wearing one's special Shabbos clothing and shouldn't change one's clothing in the afternoon of Shabbos as well. The story in the Sefer Pnimei HaGrid, that Rav Soloveitchik noticed one of the Balabatim who was dressed in a as he was walking along the way in Boston on a 45-minute walk to shul, and he saw he wasn't wearing his jacket. And Rabbi Soloveitchik chastised the individual, and he said, "I left my jacket back in shul when I come back from Mincha." And Soloveitchik said, "Shabbos clothing is not just for tefillah, but the way a person dresses throughout the entire Shabbos is something unique and is something special. It doesn't have to do with tefillah necessarily, but it has to do with the entire Shabbos itself." Moreover, the Gra points out, and the Arizal points out, the Magen Avraham quotes, and the Gra is in Ma'aseh Rav, and Os Kuf Mem Zayin, that Big Day Shabbos is not just referring to one's outer garments, but the minhag, the custom of the Gra, l'hachlif kol begadav mikaf regel barosh, from his hat to his shoes. Tal yedar davar shal l'hachlif, he will make sure to change everything. Of course, included in that, according to the Gra and according to the Arizal, wouldn't be a belt, shoes, even other garments. Now, that is the position of the Gra and the Arizal. We don't necessarily have to go to that extreme. It's not a chiyuv, but Mekar Adin, and certainly one's outer clothes, one's suits, one's slacks, one's jacket, one's dress, should always be different and should always be nicer. L'kavod Shabbos Kodesh. Many of us are familiar with the Magen Avraham quotes from the Maharil, that a special talis for Shabbos is appropriate, also along the lines of Kavod Shabbos. But not only do we wear special clothing on Shabbos, but there's also a concern not to wear Shabbos clothing during the week. And again, in the Sefer Pnimei HaRav, on page Tamechet, Rav Soloveitchik had an incident where during the course of the week, he once spilled coffee on his pants. And the individual, the young man who was being mishamish him, who was spending time with him, saw that Rav Soloveitchik got very disturbed, and he kept on saying, "It's my fault, it's my fault." And the Shamas didn't understand, why did he say it's my fault? Until Rav Soloveitchik explained to him that morning he put on Shabbos pants, and at the time he got dressed, he didn't feel like changing. He was already aged, and it was difficult and complicated. But he said, the reason that I spilt is because I didn't change my Shabbos clothing during the week, and what isn't appropriate to do what I did, and therefore I got a little bit of a mak, got a little bit of a patch for wearing the Shabbos clothing during the week. So of course, when it comes to Shabbos, the sense of wearing special clothing, wearing different clothing, not only is a halacha, but at the same time, it also creates an aura, an experience, an atmosphere, and makes Shabbos different. It creates an atmosphere of Shabbos, and it changes one's internal experience of Shabbos. When one changes and bathes and puts on one's Shabbos clothing, it automatically has an extraordinary power to help create one's Shabbos experience and to make a difference. But not only is this true, of course, when it comes to Big Day Shabbos, but it's also true when it comes to special clothing for tefillah. The Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah, Perek Hei Halacha Hei, says, Tikun Hamalbush Kefer. How is one to dress, and what's the appropriate way to dress for tefillah? So the Rambam says, Misakin Malbushav Tehillah, Umitzayin Atzmo Mahader, that a person should set and create and establish special clothing that are appropriate to wear. Shenamer Hishtachavu Hashem Bahadros Kodesh. When you bow down to Hashem on the mountain of sanctity, Bahar HaKodesh, a person should be dressed properly. Of course, a person shouldn't be bareheaded, and a person shouldn't be wearing clothing that are not appropriate. And not only that, but the Kesef Mishnah, commenting on the Rambam, quotes other Gemaras in Mesechus Brachos about Rabbi Bar Avuna, the way he would dress. And again, the Gemara quotes a pasuk of the Mesil Sisharm quoted, "He kol likras elokecha Yisrael." When you're going out to greet Hashem, you have to be dressed appropriately. However, it's the next point of the Rambam that's important to the halacha, and is also mentioned by the Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam says that a person shouldn't come into shul and shouldn't daven b'reglayim migulos without feet that are clothed. Im derech anshei hamakom shelo yamdu lefnei gedolim ela bebeis reglayim. And here the Rambam adds a caveat, which is very important for shul and tefillah dress, that it's only true that a person shouldn't wear and go barefoot if that's the way the people in the area go in front of those who are honorable. So therefore, what you see from the Rambam, what emerges, is that the definition of Big Day Tefillah, and it's possible, and certainly can make an argument that the same thing is true for Big Day Shabbat, is defined based upon the way the community dresses. If a certain community dresses a particular way, so for Tefillah, that's the appropriate mode and means of dress. If a different town dresses differently, that would be the appropriate way to dress. So an American dresses like an American in that particular shul. An Israeli davens like an Israeli and dresses like an Israeli in that particular shul. But to do the opposite in the particular town or shul where the individual is, that's not covered tefillah, and that also would not be covered Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch paskins this in two places based upon the Rambam in Siman Tzadik Dalet, as well as in Siman Tzadik Ches. And the Rambam says in Siv Dalet, the Siman Tzadik Ches, HaTefillah hi b'makom ha-korba. Tefillah is similar to a korba. And the Mechaber goes on to explain how the parallel is between Karbanos and Tefillah. And then the Rambam says, Roi Shilo Malbushim Noim Yuchad Latfila. A person should have special clothing for Tefillah. That we're unable to do. Kugon Big De Kihuna, just like the Kohen. Alashin Kaladi Pachlavaziz was that we're unable to purchase and to afford special clothing necessarily. Some have a special jacket, a special hat to wear for Tefillah. But similar to the Kohen who had Big Day Kahuna when he would service and when he would do avodah in the Beis Hamikdash, so too when we worship and when we talk to a mespal, we also should have special clothing. However, the Mechaber continues, Mikol Makom, Tovu Shilam Mechunasim Yuchadim Latfila Mishim Mikiyo. Certainly a person should have special clothing that are clean, that are nice, that are appropriate at the same time for Tfila. In Siman Tzadi Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch dedicates about 5 or 6 Ifim to appropriate dress and the appropriate way that one should be clothed. He has a definition for chachamim and talmideim. He has a definition for people who are working. And certainly the theme and the approach of the Mechaber and Siman Tzadi Aleph, similar to the Rambam, is that it's dependent upon the community, it's dependent upon the place, the shul, that one is davening on. The Rambam and the Mishnah Berurah talk about whether or not one should cover one's head with a talus. The Rambam discusses sandals. The Rambam discusses bare feet. The Rambam discusses the pasuk that we quoted, Hikon, the Shofnach, the pasuk, Hikon, Likras, Alakach, Israel, now wearing a belt, and of course never coming into shul bareheaded. that is a problem. That's what the Taz says, that's what the Mechaber says, that's what the Ramah says. But clearly the approach and the nature of both Big Day Shabbos and Big Day Tefillah, parallel and similar, and really fundamentally, essentially found based upon the Big Day Kuhuna, is that one should be dressed in a way when one greets the King, Melech Malkei Melech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in a way and in effect that it creates an aura and an atmosphere both for the individual himself and for the individual internally as well as externally. When a person prepares and goes into Shabbos and changes his or her clothing to cover Shabbos, when a person tucks himself in or sets and arranges himself in his clothing prior to davening in shul, that creates an element of seriousness, it creates an element of chashivus, it creates an element of kavod for that which is taking place. And just like the Kohen had to do a vote in the Beis HaMikdash, l'chavod l'tiferes, of course, not to be ostentatious and not to be showy, but rather to affect the person internally, as well as the people who surrounded him externally, our Big Day Shabbos and our Big Day Tefillah should also be l'chavod l'tiferes, should also be for honor and for glory in a way that we can show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we take the Havodah, we take everything that we do seriously, we give honor to it, we give credit to it, and of course we don't look at Tefillah, we don't look at Shabbos any differently than we will look at approaching an individual's importance and approaching an event that's important. And what could be more important than approaching, greeting, speaking, talking, spending time with HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Shabbos and on Tefillah, which are the two most prominent ways that we have a relationship with Hashem. And the begadim, the clothing, money, mechavdusei, the clothing that we wear are a kavod. And that is the approach, and that's the halachos and the shkafos of clothing in halacha, and specifically in the areas of Shabbos and Tefillah.